In the very beginning, when Adam HaRishon, the first man ever, was created, he was able to talk to Hashem, and they had a real relationship. It was crystal clear to him. Actually, two things were totally clear. One, that Hashem created the world, and two, that only Hashem has the power to continue its existence and move things around. So then, what happened? At what point in time did things become murky? How did this sharp clarity of vision become foggy vision? The Rambam tells us how the world fell from real clarity into error. And it started with a generation of Enosh, Adam's grandson, just 200 to 300 years after the beginning. What happened was this. The elders of Enosh's generation taught the masses that in order to show respect to Hashem, they should pay homage to his servants like the sun and the moon. Now, really, there's nothing wrong with showing respect to the messenger of a king. It's like basically showing respect to the king himself, right? But here's where they fell. Their error was that they ascribed authority and power to these servants. What they should have understood is that the servants possessed absolutely no power at all. All power and all ability come only from Hashem. Without Hashem pushing the buttons every second of every day, there could be no existence. And by recognizing the servants as deities, even minor deities, they soon neglected Hashem entirely. It's really crazy to think about. Only 200 to 300 years after Hashem created the world, did people start to not have a connection to him. How is that possible? The world was still so young. But here's the secret. Hashem created the world through something called nature. Nature includes that the sun rises every day and sets at night, that each of the sciences have sets of rules, including biology, physics, and math. And nature is designed for the exact purpose of concealing Hashem. The Hebrew word for world is olam, olam. But do you know what olam means? It means hidden. Hashem uses nature to hide himself here. The world is murky on purpose, and it's a challenge to see clearly. He tasked us with the challenge of finding him here. Let's look at the first four letters of the Aleph Beis. Just like the words of Torah have tremendous significance, the letters and the sequence of the Aleph Beis also contain deep truths. Listen, let's take the first letter, Aleph. Aleph is Hashem's letter. It's one, it's unity, it's silent. The next three letters, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. What does that spell? Beged, clothing. The purpose of clothing is to hide. It's also to reveal what the person is inside. Like when you see a man wearing royal clothing and a crown on his head, you know he's the king. It's covering him up and it's revealing who he is. The letters which were created for this world are teaching us this exact point. That nature is meant to conceal Hashem. But when you look closely, you will find him. And this is what David HaMelech meant when he wrote the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ota Or Kasalma, Nota Shemayim Kayuria. You wrap yourself with light like a garment. You extend the heavens like a curtain. The world is Hashem's garment. And the challenge is to not ascribe power to anything else, only him. Let's end with a short story. Henny Machlis. She was a mother of 14 children, and she opened her home in Yerushalayim every single Shabbos to hundreds of guests. If you spent the year in Israel after high school, you probably went to the Machlis home one Shabbos, and I'm sure it was an unforgettable experience. So she passed away, and Sarah Yocheved Rigler interviewed the people in Henny's life, and she compiled the stories about her into a book, which I love and I highly recommend. It's called Emuna with Love and Chicken Soup. Here's one of the stories in the book. After the Shiva for Rebbetzin Machlis, a money changer that she used to go to told her son that this occurrence happened a number of times, where Rebbetzin Machlis would come to the money changer with a high amount of shekels she needed for a pressing project, like 50,000, and he didn't have that amount. And he would tell her, "I'm sorry, I don't have the money and I'm not getting it today." Then she would say, "Do you mind if I sit here and say Tehillim?" And then she'd sit there and say Tehillim for a while. Then a guy would walk in wanting to change shekels to dollars. He'd say, "Can you change 50,000 shekels?" According to this money changer, this happened several times with exactly the sum that she needed. Her emuna was unparalleled. But how? Because her perception of the world was clear. It was simple to her. Hashem is the only one running this world, and he's involved in every single part of it, every second.